Young Black Brother Records, the label, started like this. There was a label in the beginning called Strictly Business Records, some of the pioneers. You know, one of the really first foundation labels out here in the Bay Area to move some units. There was an artist on Strictly Business Records by the name of the Mac, Michael Robinson. Michael Robinson came out with an album called The Game Is Thick, which is one of the first independent albums about the Bay Area to get some play on the radio and go somewhere. After the Mac came out, from where I'm from, the Crestside, Vallejo, California, after he came out, another gentleman from the Crest, where I'm from, Mac Dre came out. So, you know, some little stuff happened where Dre got caught up in like some federal bullshit with the police. And the Mac got killed in 1992. When Dre went to jail, a fellow by the name of Kyrie, which was the producer behind all that, he got, you know, some money together and his senses together, really. You know, when one of your artists get killed and one of your artists go to the penitentiary, he got himself back together and got with me at the tender age of 15 years old. I said he wanted to come with Young Black Brother Records and do an album called Illegal Business, and it's a Bay Area classic.